Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Mem Hey, and this is a semi-tough siman. Din Bir Chametz. The halachas of Bir Chametz, what is known as destroying Chametz, eliminating Chametz, burning Chametz. Let's see. So, throughout this siman, there's a little introduction here. We will refer to the fact that midairaisa, the mitzvah of eliminating and getting rid of chametz, takes effect at halachic chatzos, midday, which is the beginning of the seventh hour. There really is a machlekes in the Rishonim as to whether the mitzvah actually requires that all chametz be gone already at chatzos. But that's the way we're going to be assuming right now. That's number one. Number two, the Mishnah in Psachim gives us a major machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Chachamim as to the correct and the proper way to go ahead and get rid of the chametz. Rav Yehuda holds that you have to go ahead and burn the chametz. Chachamim say that you can get rid of it in any manner, crumble it up, throw it in the wind, throw it into the sea. Okay, again, before you throw it into the wind, you have to crumble it up. Now the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to see paskins like the Chachamim. People say, we always burn the chametz. So we'll see the Ramah is going to write that the minhag is to burn the chametz out of concern for the shita of Rav Yehuda. Now, you should just know that one other thing is a machlokas also regarding when exactly does this machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Chachamim, when does that machlokas exist? So most Rishonim say the machlokas is only once the chiyuv of tashbis v'daraisa, getting rid of the chametz v'daraisa, comes into effect, which is at chatzos. But before that, okay, everyone holds you can get rid of the chametz. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds you can get rid of it any which way. As opposed to Rashi, who says that midoraisa, once there is a chiyuv to get rid of the chametz, then the chametz can be gotten rid of any which way. And the machlokas as to whether you have to burn it or get rid of it, Rashi holds, that's only before chatzos. So all this will play itself out in some way or fashion in this siman. So let's see. Sifalov, ketzad bir chametz. How do you go ahead and get rid of the chametz? How do you eliminate the chametz? So, sarfo, you could burn it. O poruro v'zorei l'ruach, or you could crumble it and throw it into the wind. O zarko l'yam, or throw it into the sea, to the ocean. V'im haya ha-chametz kashe, v'ein hayam mechatcho b'mehera. He says, what happens if the chametz is hard and the sea is not going to disintegrate the chametz very quickly? You should crumble it and then throw it into the sea. As I said before in the intro, comes the Haggadah, the Ramah, and he says, the minag is lesarfo, haminag lesarfo, mitov lesarfo bayom, and it's good to go ahead and burn the chametz by day, not the night before, after the batika. Dumya de nosar, like we have by nosar, shaya nisraf bayom. We know that nosar is burnt by day. He says divrei atzma. That's what he's saying. He's saying this independently. Ach imrotze l'sarfo miyad achar habadika kedei shelo yigaren chulda harishus biyado. He says here that if one wishes, however, to burn the chametz immediately, okay. Immediately after the bedika, so that animals or whatever don't go ahead and drag it away, like rats and things like that, one is allowed to do so. That is the Ramah. So again, he says you should go ahead and burn it by day. That's what we do. But if you are concerned, then that maybe someone's going to get a hold of that chametz, you could, in theory, do the burning the night before. We'll see all about this very soon. So let's see now. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Aleph Sarfo. So how do you do bir chametz? The first thing he says is Sarfo. Sarfo ad shenase pechamin, until you burn it up, until it becomes like charcoal. Now the truth of the matter is, the source of this, he says, is the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav actually says that the only time it really has to be burnt to mamish charcoal is if, he says, if it's after chatzos. But if it's before chatzos, when we usually burn it, it only has to get to the level of when it's no longer roi lachilas kelev, when it's no longer edible by dogs. That's what he happens to hold. Again, that's a hard, shear to necessarily know. So it's a good idea to get a nice big fire and burn it to a crisp beforehand as well. Sifkatan beis o pogaro. So again, the Shulchan Aruch holds you don't really have to burn it. You could go ahead and crumble up the chametz and throw it into the wind. He said the peirim dakim to very small crumbs. Shalayim senu mishu, since no one goes ahead and finds it, the yenayana gets enough from it. Right? Sifkatan gimel o zorko liyam, or you could just chuck it into the sea. But who adin l'nahar? Truth is, you can throw it into a river as well. Ba'atam b'chozeh. What's the reason? Mishum duchsiv tashbisu sor mivatechem. The pasuk says you have to eliminate sor from your homes. B'chol davar shata yachol hashbisa. This is the shita of the chachamim that we pointed out in the introduction. That any which way that you can go ahead and eliminate the chametz, you are yotzei this mitzvah of tashbisu. Sif katan dalid ve'im haya hachametz kasha. He said if the chametz is hard and will not go ahead and disintegrate quickly in the sea, then you should go ahead and do the crumbling up before you throw it into the sea as well. Same way when you crumble up and throw it into the wind, you should also do that by throwing it into the sea. Meaning if it's something that's going to disintegrate quickly when you throw it into the river or the sea, you can do that. But if not, you should crumble that up as well. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Imaya chametz kasha kigon pas yavesh kasha. For example, if you have hard bread, or chitim yaveshim shenishamsu, or dried wheat grains that actually became chametz already. So these are things that are hard, and therefore it should be crumbled up. Now, we're going to see, what does that mean in terms of wheat grains? How do you go ahead and crumble that up? That's like, you know, pretty hard to... So he says, look what he says. Sifkatan, hey, mefarero. So he says like this. Vipas, poro, lepirurut. Buy bread, if you have hard bread, it's very simple. You just crumble it up into crumbs. Like he said before, what do you do with these dried wheat grains? Gamken, mechatcham, dak, you cut it up very, 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 very tiny. Oh, tochnam, well, you grind it. You put it in a grinder. So that they will easily dissolve in the water. Then he says, there are those poskim who say that the only thing that you have to go ahead and crumble up is like hard bread. But when you're dealing with chitim, little small pieces of grain, you don't have to cut them up. All you really have to do is just spread it out. You know, just make sure you don't put it all in one spot, but you just like scatter it across the water. So no one can go ahead and grab a whole, bunch of it, and that will be enough. And if you have a real pressing situation, let's say you have a lot of, according to the Shulchan Aruch, let's say you have a lot of grain, a lot of this, wheat grains that are chametz, and what's going to then happen, because you have so much of these wheat grains, a delay is going to incur before he will be able to grind them and cut them up, so then he can rely on this position of just spreading it out and scattering it across the sea. And that's what he says, Yesh l'smoch al svarazu. You can rely on this opinion. V'da, you should know, however. The kama poskim machmirim. There are poskim that learn the sugis and the gemara very differently, and they actually hold, afilu b'pas she'eno kasha, even by regular bread, debayi peyver kishabatil liyam l'nar. The same way you always have to crumble up the bread before you throw it into the wind, you always have to crumble up bread no matter what, even if it's soft bread, even if it's, any type of bread. Even if it's not hard, even if it will dissolve quickly, you have to always crumble it up and throw it into the river. And this is how the Achronim learn. To be machmir, lasos peirur, b'chol makom, to always crumble it up, no matter what. Acheni says, however, he says, in mashlichol beis akisei, if he goes ahead and he throws the bread into, regular bread, into the beis akisei, now you have to understand, we talked about this a couple of days ago. Beis akisei, they were talking about where, they don't have not the modern day toilets. It's like the outhouse, right? Check out Little House in the Prairie. Okay, the outhouse. So if it was thrown into the Beit HaKisei, it was outdoors or whatever, that's a Reyu Kimavorim and Olam Lagamre. He's saying here, that's considered like it's totally gone, and that would be enough. Kevan Sheshum Adam Lo Yuchal Anos Yimenos. Since no one will be able to go ahead and get a nah, because it's all stuck in the, Ichi toilet there, and that would be enough, he says. You should put it down the outhouse mixed with all the excrement and all that kind of stuff. So that's going to be enough, and no problem. She says, "Ve'ein tzarech l'faro kodem shemashlicho afilu hu pas kasha v'chayotibo." And you would not have to go ahead and even crumble it up, even if it was hard bread. Uvelvad shali yeshlichenu sham l'fnei chazir, as long as you did not go ahead and put it out in front of a chazir, a pig. She'asa l'achil l'behema, you're not allowed to feed an animal afilu yishal akum, even if it's a non-Jew and it's hefker, you can't go ahead and feed an animal with your chametz. We're going to see this coming up. Now, it's important to realize that what he's talking about here when it comes to in front of a chazir, the only time that's a problem is if it's already going to be after the zman of of beer, but if you did it before this amount of beer and you fed it to an animal and he ate it all up, then obviously there's no problem putting it before a chazir and he's eating it all up. Okay? Now, what's also important is to realize, oh, let's just finish this up, and then I'll make the other point. Avakashem Mashlicho Sham Lefnei Chazir. Says if you don't put it in front of a chazir, even though at the end, you know, the pig who doesn't really care if the bread is in the outhouse, right? Ain lachosh, you don't have to worry about that. Mishi yesh lo mayim chunasim ubahem dagim. He says someone who has a fish tank with fish. Lo yashlich hasham chametz shesarach levaro. Once again, you know, if it's already the time when the chametz can't be around anymore, so you can't go ahead and get rid of your chametz by what? By putting it into a fish tank. Afilu mefaro kodesh nosicho. Even if you could go ahead and crumble it up, because he's going to be nene from the fact that the fish are going to be eating it. Now again, if he's 100% sure, but he puts it in the water, and it's before the shas beer, that the fish are going to eat it up, that's not a problem. So again, you have to know, we're talking about before or after. Again, we get rid of all our chametz, and our minug is not like this. Our minug is to go ahead, and any chametz that we do have around, even before chatzos, we burn. As we'll see coming up in the Ramah, as we saw already in the Ramah. Now, what's also interesting is the Chazon Ish, when he talks about the issue, when Mishnah Berurah said if chametz, let's say hard bread, was put in an outhouse, that's okay, even if it's not crumbled. So the Chazon Ish says that also is only if it's before the Shas Biur. He says if it's after Chatzos in that case, so then you would not be able to go ahead and put it in an outhouse, because the bottom line is, at that point, the chametz mamash has to be destroyed, because it's already usur, and it's around, and it has to mamash be destroyed. Just being in the outhouse is not going to be enough. Except they point out that like our modern day toilets, that won't be a problem, because there it just totally gets flushed. That's like, you know, putting it into the sea. It gets flushed, it's flushed down. And in fact, that's what many do with the chametz on Shabbos on Erev Pesach. As we pointed out in the previous year, Shabbos that falls out, Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos. So what we do with the extra chametz is we'll, you know, flush it down the toilet, which would be good l'chol ha-deyas. Better to obviously eat it all up, whatever's, you know, only have enough and finish it all up and eat it. But if you did have it, flushing down the toilet would be an option. Even after the shas iser, again, you should get rid of it before the shas iser. We now continue on. But the minag, the Ramah said, was l'sarfa. The minag was to burn the chametz. The chayshish in the das ha-poskim, because we're chayshish for those poskim, she-paskul k'rab Yehuda. As we said, we're chayshish for those poskim that paskul like Rabbi Yehuda, the amar hold. Ain beer chametz el esreifa. The beer chametz has to be with burning. The alfinah minosar, we learn out from nosar shehu b'sreifa. We learn out from nosar that's the way you should go ahead and burn your chametz, like what we do by nosar, by burning it. And that's why, again, we say that it's better. That's why the Ramah goes on to say that you should do it by day, like nosar. Tumia de nosar that is burnt by day. And he says u'minag zehu afilu b'sreifa b'zman aroy. And he says this minag is even if you do it when you're supposed to go ahead and burn the chametz, or get rid of the chametz. Now, this minhag to burn it is even if you do it like we're supposed to do it, namely, dainu b'sof shach chamishas k'minhageinu. As we say, that when you really, what are you really supposed to do it? You're supposed to do it to deal with all the different shitos and to avoid any problems, to do your biur at the end of the fifth hour. So he says, even though there's a machlokas, as we pointed out in our introduction, that some say Rabbi Yehuda only holds you have to burn it after Chatzos, before Chatzos, even Rabbi Yehuda says you can go ahead and get rid of it anyway. There is the Shittas Rashi who says, no, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to burn it before the Shas Yisr. And therefore, that's what you should do, and that's our minhag. Or right, the whole 6 hour, b'chol shekein b'matzah chametz la'achar shesh. And for sure, if you find the chametz, any chametz around after the 6th hour, meaning after the beginning of the 7th hour, or b'pesach gufa, then for sure b'vaday yesh lenog b'chatchila levaro al yedei sreifa, to destroy the chametz with sreifa. Dafka, unfortunately, I know a story of I have a relative who actually tried to burn his chametz on Pesach, and he wanted to burn it up quickly with like an aerosol can, and he then like lit it, and then like it connected up to the aerosol can, and it blew up, and he got some really bad burns. Anyway, I just remembered that because it happened on Pesach, and he wanted to burn it on Pesach. That's what he did. So build a fire, chuck it in. Okay, right. Zion. Sifkaton Zion. B'tov the sarfo b'yom. The Ramah said it's good to go ahead and burn it by day as opposed to at night. U'maril kasav tamacher. D'nachon yoser l'srof b'yom. He says, the Maril gives another reason, besides the fact that it is like nosar. And we learn from nosar, the lach of srefa of chametz, What's the other reason? And this is also based on the Gemara and Davavam and Beis in Pesachim. Kidei shemitoch zeh yiskor levatel bittel sheni shemavatlin bayom. He says, we know we have to go ahead and do bittel by day, right? And in the Shah Chamishis, you have to go ahead and do another bittel. If any chametz that might have been around, you might have eaten, things like that. So how are you going to remember to go ahead and do the bittel, which is the lave? So we've shown in the Gemara, based on the Gemara, they say that a way to go ahead and remember that, to do the bittel is if you actually do the biur. Because once you go ahead and do an action, like burning the chametz the next day, so you'll remember, like the same way you're doing bedika at night, you do bittel, the way you're going to remember to go ahead and do the bittel is if you go ahead and do the biur as well. So that's what he says. He says, today should be told, yiskor levatel bittel sheni shemavatlin bayom. Since you're going to do the biur on by day, you'll remember to do the second bittel, which you do by day. The sarfin b'shah chamishis. And therefore you go ahead and you burn it b'shah chamishis. Since you have to go in and do bittel before the tchila of shash shishis, because then uvishay shlav v'shusay levatlo, and in the sixth hour you know when we can do the bittel, so therefore you burn the chametz, as we said, at the end of the fifth hour, before the sixth hour, or the beginning of the fifth hour, right? You try to make sure that it's all burnt up before the sixth hour, so that you can go ahead and do the bittel. You don't wait till the last minute, obviously. So you can start the beginning of the shash chamishis, so it will be done Tchilas Shesh. Then he says, "In Yeshlo, this is the minhag to take your lulav, right, and burn it, and your aravos to burn it in the fire with the fire." He says, "In Yeshlo Hoshanos, if you have your aravos and your lulav and things like that, tov l'srof hachametz be'hoshanis. It's good to go burn it in the hoshanis. Why? Ho v'savid by mitzvah chada l'savid bo gam mitzvah tashbisu. That since you already did one mitzvah with it, namely the mitzvah of lulav and esrog and lulav, so you're going ahead and you're joining that up, and that's why we save the lulav and the aravos and all that stuff for the biur chametz later on in the year on erev Pesach. Sifkatam ches harishus biyado. If you want to go ahead, however, he says, and burn your chametz at night, even though it's not preferable, you could do it if you're concerned that maybe animals will get to it or maybe kitties. And he said like this: harishus biyado v'afilu achi miskayim mitzvah tashbisu bizmano. And if you do it, you'll still, even though it's preferable to do it by day, you'll still be mekayim the mitzvah tashbiso in its proper zman. Shem yishleishim yom ve'elech, from 30 days already before, kodem ha-pesach, chalav chobas ha-biur, the chiv of biur already goes into effect, and therefore you will be mekayim your mitzvah bizmano when you go ahead and do it on erev Pesach at night, the 14th at night. Sif beis. In the sano leina yehudi kodem shashishis, Eino tzarach levayer. Now he goes on and he says, if you went ahead, back in the Shulchan Aruch, if you go ahead and give to a non-Jew your chametz before shashishis, then you don't have to go ahead and do biur and eliminate that chametz because it's already given away to a non-Jew. Right? So we sell our chametz, things like that. But as we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah, that we don't rely on that totally. We leave something over to do. And that's why we sell it. We get rid of it, but we also leave something over. We'll see that momentarily in the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat and Tess, Leina Yudi Kadam. He says, "Vasilitein la'abdo l'shifchaso nachrim shemazonas of Allah." He says, "It's also to go ahead and give it to your eved and your shifcha that you are obligated to feed. Imhu harbe, if it's a lot, she'iyav shashi yochlenu kodes manister." Knows since he might not the eved, your personal eved or servant guy. That's a your maid. It's a guy. Might not eat it until his man yisir. So since you were obligated to feed your servant with this chametz, so you can't give him a lot of that, you know, chametz before Shas Yisir, because you know he's going to eat it when? You know he's going to eat it after a Shas Yisir, and then, in a sense, you're going to be nene from the, you're going to be nene from the chametz, because you're feeding your slave, your chayav to feed, or your servant, that your chayav to feed, already after Shas Yisir. King Kasav B'chok Yaakov B'shem Abach. However, Sefer Chemed Moshe, Cholek Aleim, they argue. The low echbas lan mashem is onus of a love. Because we don't care the fact that you are chayiv to support and feed these servants. Kevan she'eno porei alo bizman ha'iser. Since you are not actually paying him back at time it's us, you're giving him the chametz before. And the kodem ha'pesach porei alo mashem b'chuyiv lo. You're paying off your obligation by giving him the food beforehand. Because you've ha'pesach einu b'chuyiv od mizonos ha. And afterwards, you're no longer obligated to give him any mizonos. Sherek kvar paro, because you already paid off your obligation to feed him before. Kodem zman iser. Raksha asal lomar, you can't tell him beferish explicitly. Sheyaksik achomet koyim ha'pesach. You can't tell him explicitly. You know what? Keep this chametz around during Pesach. Shem Kain then wrote to b'kiyumo. Then you're saying that you want this chametz around. That's aser. So chametz aser. Elayiten lo b'stam. Just give it to your servant stam according to the Chok Yaakov. The yomer lo and tell him, hey lechametz zeh. Take this chametz as your obligation. My obligation b'chovcha b'shuv lo yelcha, and then there will not be any mizon also like kol yimei pesach. That will be fine because he will no longer have a claim on him for his sustenance for the duration of Pesach. And this seems to be chen hiskim l'dina agon marshak b'chidushav. This seems to be the accepted psak halacha of the marshak agona marshak in his chidushim. Shak is Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Chachmas Shloimei to our Sif, and he writes there further. Because of Shalkol Panim Yesh Lizar Shelo Yochal Ha'Eved Achametz BeBeiso Shelo Yachshedu Oso Shaparei Achovo BeChametz, and he writes there as well that at least one should be careful that the servant does not eat the chametz in the employer's house in order that people will not suspect him of paying a debt off with the chametz on Pesach, as we will see coming up in Siman Tafnun Sivav Mishnah Brura, that is something that is obviously going to be usher. You're being nene for the chametz by paying off your chov. Sip katon yud eino tzarech levayer. So we said that if one gave one's chametz to a non-Jew before the sixth hour, one does not need to eliminate it, does not need to do beer of it. So the Mishnah Brura here says, "Mikomakom nachon linhog shel lahotzi kol chametza anishal lov nesiras l'akum ulekayim zashpasa b'shas hashishas peirurim shemeniach l'sarfam." He says you should be careful, nevertheless, not to remove all your chametz and give it to a non-Jew and just to fulfill your mitzvah of tashbisu with the crumbs. Even people might say, "I'm just going to leave the crumbs and sell everything else," because the crumbs really are considered disposed of. As we know, it's considered chaperurim dishbasim va'omdim. They're considered already disposed of. Afilu menicham eino over b'bal yira, and even if you leave it around, you'll not be over b'bal yira. The crumbs, as we said, have no significance and are automatically considered batel, and therefore the mitzvah of destroying the chametz does not apply to them. Again, whether you have to bedika and get rid of the crumbs we discussed, but in terms of fulfilling the mitzvah, definitely, what should you rather do? What should you be careful to do? So therefore, rather, one should set aside some of one's chametz, at least the kazayas in size, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu properly. In the last couple of minutes, I just want to go through some very important things like halacha lemaisa, practical halacha lemaisa. So we saw that the Shulchan Aruch was following the opinion of the Chachamim in the Mishnah, in Psachim, and he writes that one can burn chametz, grind it up, throw it into the wind, or toss it into the sea. But the Ramah basically mentions that the minhag ha'olam is what we do, is to specifically burn the chametz, to specifically go ahead and do sreifa, which follows to be machmir and to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, and he not only says that you should burn the chametz, even though this is before the Shas Isser, even before the chametz actually becomes prohibited in Aser. Now the Sefer Bedikas Chametz Ubiyuro, he proves that the mitzvah of destroying chametz is not fulfilled when the chametz is rendered inedible for a dog. Rather, the mitzvah is fulfilled when it is considered completely destroyed. And then as such, when burning one's chametz, one must make sure that it burns to the point where it becomes coal or ash. Again, this is not like what the Chachamim hold. You know, we had in the Sif Katan Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who said when burning the chametz, it should be burnt to a coal. He had Gufa said that beforehand, it could be burnt to the point where it becomes inedible for a dog. That would be enough to fulfill the opinion of the Chachamim. Now, but here, in terms of fulfilling Sreifa, Alpi, the Rav Yehuda, he says it should be to coal or ash. And for this reason, he writes that before burning the chametz, one should make sure that the flame is large enough and strong enough to completely char the chametz. If the flame is too small, the chametz may initially be rendered inedible for a dog, but at that point, there's no reason to make a larger flame since it's no longer edible. There's no mitzvah to destroy it. And it's for the same reason, Poskim, check out the Sefer Bedikas Chametz, they write, and the Shut Bar Moshe, they write that one should avoid pouring a flammable substance onto the chametz as one attempts to enlarge or spread the fire. The flammable substance renders the chametz inedible, and even if it subsequently becomes charred, if it subsequently becomes like charcoal, since it was rendered inedible through a means other than fire, it will not comply with our minhag to specifically burn the chametz. An interesting minhag that is mentioned in Shuvos v'Hanagos is that one should specifically burn his chametz on his own property or in a kli that he owns. The basis of this minhag is based on a Ramban. Check out his is Perish al Chumash, in fact, Shmos Yudbeis Tesvav, that the mitzvah, the Raisa, to destroy one's chametz, is when it's on his property. Ad Kan.